Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kelly Owyler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to the beginning of the Brain Trust. She joined us very soon after I joined, after I started thinking about the Brain Trust being a community of small business experts. And so she's been later this year, we'll celebrate her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, God willing. She is a business coach extraordinaire. She's the co-author of one of my favorite books, Paradoxical Thinking. She's also a songwriter. She's our good friend, Kelly Owyler. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. What you got on your mind today, Kelly?
Well, I thought we could talk about goal setting, which
goal
is a paradox
setting
in itself.
Goal setting.
Interestingly, I've discovered that only about 3% of the American population sets goals and writes them down consistently.
Right.
Yeah. And the rest of us don't. And the rest of us tend not to be successful at meeting goals. We either don't set them or we don't write them down and put our attention on them.
There's something about an idea looking back at you from a sheet of paper, isn't there?
Oh, yes. It's as if it grounds your idea and makes it real.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of sayings that are not original to me, but I've adopted them because they're so good. And one is, a goal is a dream with a deadline.
Ah.
And goal setting is the equivalent to achieving your dreams. And writing them down makes them real.
Say those over again.
A goal
slower.
A dream with a deadline.
Folks, hey, hold on. Folks, pay attention. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead. Start over.
A goal is a dream with a deadline. That's the first thing.
A goal is a dream with a deadline. I like that. Go ahead.
Then the second one is, goal setting equals achieving your dreams.
Just setting it, just establishing it, and writing it down and sticking it on the wall is certainly the first step, isn't it?
It certainly is. And goal setting includes the writing it down because that's what makes it real.
Right.
And that's what you can then focus your attention on.
Right. All right.
Now, goal setting and goals are very paradoxical. And one of the things that frustrates people when they try to work their goals is that when you set one and you plan it, you have to realize that your goal is going to change, and your plan is going to change. And when that begins to happen, people say, well, if it's going to change, why am I bothering?
Right.
And yet, the truth is that if it doesn't change, if it's a static goal or a static plan, it's not going to be worth anything by the time you get to the end.
I used to do, I still do to some degree, but I used to make my living back in another life producing financial projections. And,
yeah, so you know about this.
Well, and one of my mentors said to me one time, he said, remember this, Jim, all projections are wrong. And that was really an aha moment for me.
And I think the reason, and something that we all need to remember, is when you start towards a goal, when you first write it down, you think you know what it looks like. But when you start toward it, you're going to be learning more, doing more, getting more information that you didn't have. And that's why things need to be able to change.
Well,
because as you get more information, you can make it even better.
And setting goals and making projections is not about being a prophet. It's about laying a map. It's about saying, you know, when my children were growing up and I tried to help them, you know, I didn't want to impose my thinking on what they should do with their lives, but I just encouraged them to find a quadrant that they were interested in and move in that direction. In other words, okay, you got 360 degrees, you could spin around and stop on any vector, but try to think about what you like, what you're interested in. Think of that as a quadrant of the you know, of the globe, so to speak, and move in that direction in that 90-degree direction.
I think that's a very good way to say it.
And I'm talking to a 15-year-old now. You know, and hopefully by the time they get to be 20, maybe, or as we get older, hopefully you're focused a little bit more. But the point is just move, you know, all a projection, all a goal is to get you to commit to something for a moment.
Yes. And to commit to something for a long period of time. And one of the things that I always tell my clients is you need to start by setting goals that are really big. So you look at your life, you look at your business, you look at your volunteership, and you say, what really matters here? And I had a good example with somebody I was working with who let me use this example in a class I was giving. Mm-hmm. And his first version was to create a business that would allow him to retire at age 55. Now, that sounds great, but where's the meaning behind that?
Right.
So the second version he came up with was create a business that would allow him to retire at age 55 with a $10,000 a month retirement income.
Ah.
Sounds great. But when I asked him, would you really do this and do everything you'd like to do to get $10,000 a month? And he said, no. So then we looked at the meaning even further. And he ended up with to create a business that would allow him to retire at age 55 with a $10,000 a month retirement income, have all of his needs covered, and let him devote his time to enjoying and helping his family.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to that, everything fell into place.
Yeah.
Because his needs were covered and he could do what he loved most, which is to devote his time to his family.
One of the things that I have tried to help people with over the years as I've coached a few people, Kelly, is I've tried to get them to not think of their goal as the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
The finish. Now, that young man that you talked about, he was thinking a lot about the finish line. And I didn't hear a lot in his planning about any kind of fulfillment on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, don't you think, shouldn't goals have... Shouldn't there be multiple waypoints along the way in goal setting?
Yes, and
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. We're talking about goal setting, the paradox of goal setting with our good friend Kelly Owalda. Nobody on the planet could do this other than Kelly. I can tell you that right now. Stay with us right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out my blog. Check out my knowledge base, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. My newsletter is there too. Don't forget to check that out and subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter and you'd like to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Kelly Owalda is our guest and our good friend. She's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. She's a business coach, and she's helping us understand the paradox of goal setting. Kelly, when we went to the break, I was saying that the thing that I saw that troubled me about the gentleman said his goal was to retire at 55, you know, be independently wealthy, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't hear anything in those goals about fulfillment on the way. And what I've always tried to explain to people, if you're a small business owner and you can't find a way to celebrate little victories and get something out of getting to the finish line, not just winning the race, and you know, because the podium, even if you win the race and you're on the podium and they give you the big check, Kelly, that's not a very long period compared to how long it took you to get there.
Yes, and a big goal serves as an umbrella. But you're absolutely right. You need to create many goals. that fall under that umbrella, or right. you might have, you know, an umbrella for your life, your personal life, an umbrella for your business, that you will be working towards all the time. So whenever you have a big goal, you've got to remember that it's the smaller goals mm-hmm. and reaching them.
The baby steps.
And to celebrate that, that right. move you along the way to the bigger ones.
Exactly.
And there are some important steps. I'm working on a project right now where we're talking about ways of providing single mothers with discounted housing, financial education so they can become educated fiscally, and child care so they can get tools and the support in the process of learning to create a better life for themselves and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the big goal we have. However, we've got to write a proposal so we can get grants and get philanthropists to contribute. That's a goal in itself. We also have to purchase the land, so we have to create a whole other goal about that,
mm-hmm.
and on and on and on.
That sounds like a business plan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, business plans are goals, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, being very clear about what your goals are. We've talked about this before. Remember Kennedy's famous goal statement?
Right.
To put a man on the moon and return
mm-hmm.
him safely to Earth
mm-hmm.
before this decade is out. Now, if he'd said to reach the moon by the end of the decade, we'd all know what he meant,
mm-hmm.
but it wouldn't be nearly as powerful.
It was specific, wasn't it?
Yeah. And if he hadn't put an endpoint, which in this case is return the man safely back to Earth, does that mean he gets left out there?
Well, and so what you're saying is not only not only should you be specific, but you should also push your envelope, your own envelope, just a little bit.
Yes.
Define what that envelope is, and establish that you're going to accomplish that.
Yes. And so the first step in goal setting, and I believe it's probably the most important one, is to make it a statement, make it positive, and be sure you have an event signifying completion. So if you want to go to the Bahamas, your goal isn't, I want to take a vacation in the Bahamas. You want to say, 6 months from today, I will be enjoying a vacation in the Bahamas.
Should your goals be, I use the term pushing the envelope. If you're setting goals for life, not just for a vacation, but mm-hmm. for life, should they be a little bit out of your comfort zone? You know, Michelangelo said the greatest sin is not reaching too high and missing, but reaching too low and grasping.
Well, I feel a little differently about that in terms of your really big goal. Because the big goal that you're looking at, the umbrella goal, your heart is almost always connected to, even when it's a business goal.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with deep meaning for you. Now, the goals to reach that, that's, I think, where you need to stretch yourself. And if you don't feel a little scared about this, that you may not be able to make
right.
it, it's probably not worth doing.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I agree.
And so, you know, again, you want to have a statement that's positive with an end point that signifies completion, that's very precise. And then you need to go look at what are the priorities for reaching goal, whatever goal it is, whether that's
mm-hmm.
your really big one or a one on the way to it. And then once you figure that out, my priorities would be the proposal, purchasing the land.
Right.
Every one of those goals has a whole bunch of detail about how to go about doing that.
Should you ask yourself about your goal, how much of this is about me?
Yes,
And then find out, okay, it's all about me, or it's half about me, or whatever, and see if you... Is that a fair thing to look to do?
Yes, and what I do, I always ask why I'm doing this. What does it matter
mm-hmm.
to me?
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to make a difference in my life, to my family, to my
right.
business, to my enjoyment?
Right.
And if it doesn't fit any of those things, why am I doing it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's well said. Kelly, I need the website, please.
It's www.kelbergen.com.
Spell that.
I'm sorry.
Spell it.
www.kelbergen, K-E-L-B-E-R-G-A-N.com.
Thank you, Kelly, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.